Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Phil. This is Chiara Nicoletti from Fred Free Radio. Thank you so much for being with me,
nice
even virtually. So my first feeling watching the film is that you were capable of highlighting like a double struggle for this woman, because the trauma is already unbearable itself, but at the same time she has, as many women, has to create a good and happy environment for her daughters, and that's like something that feels incompatible in a way. So what was essential for you to depict in this story?
Well, I think one of the things was to make Sandra not a victim. When Claire first went to talk to a woman working for Women's Aid in Ireland, she told her the story she was going to write. And the woman said, don't make this woman a victim, because these women are heroes. They have so much courage. They have the courage to stay and then the courage to leave. And they know that that moment of leaving is the moment of greatest danger. You know, they're living like people in a war zone, and they cross that threshold and either they or their children could be killed. So don't make her a victim. And that was one of the things when I first read the script, I was struck by how powerful her character was. I was struck by the humor in the script, how much light and dark there was. It didn't exist in this kind of low level depression. It was actually full of like a roller coaster, actually, of possibility and then going back down the hill. And it was how she picked herself up from those down moments that I found most inspiring.
I really love the fact that it's also a story about solidarity, not only among women, but among people. And how can you become even stronger and resilient and titanium, to quote music from the film? Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, this theme, this word, the mehel, is such an important word in Ireland. It means when people come together to help their neighbours do something, and they're very used to doing that. Something we've lost, I think, in the Western world. But, you know, this last period of the pandemic, I think, has made us all feel, my God, we need our neighbours, or we need to learn to be better neighbours. And those of us who are obsessed by our careers can often feel, you know, I'm out there in the field, I'm doing this, I'm in New York, I'm doing that, I'm directing this, I'm directing that. But, you know, am I helping the old lady across the road who has dementia, who needs someone to do her shopping? And so I think this moment in time, yeah, makes this idea of community. And it's hard to keep community. You know, at the moment, we're in a kind of Zoom community. It's hard to hold it all together, but it is so critical.
I don't usually like to think about films as to have to deliver a message. But in this case, I couldn't, talking about pandemic as well, I couldn't help but thinking what I read about the fact that domestic violence increased during lockdown. And so I felt this film as a message of hope that you can really stand up for yourself, even pick up the ashes and build again a new life.
Yeah. I mean, I've been really thinking, you know, a lot of directors think, you know, my movie, it has to be on the big screen, and that's all that can happen for me. You know, it's nothing if it's not on the big screen. But I actually feel with this that it's like a message. If we can get this through, you know, the metaphor of the letterbox, if we can get this onto the computer of a woman who is in lockdown in some kind of traumatic situation, and she can watch it, you know, maybe it's a small reassurance that at least there are people out there who are thinking about her.
Often when people are talking about female directors, they are talking about this female gaze. Do you think there's such a thing?
It's really hard to know that when you are... People say to you, what's it like to be a woman director? And you don't really know, because for many years, I actually thought I was just a director. It wasn't until I did Mamma Mia, when I walked onto the James Bond studio at Pinewood, and there were 150 men all saluting each other and saying, good morning, sir. Good morning, governor. Good morning, sir. And then they looked at me as if, good morning. They didn't know what I was. And that was the first time I've ever felt actually... like a woman director. So the female gaze, do you look at some movies and go, it needed a woman to really get in there? Yes, sometimes you do. But on the other hand, you know, there are great male directors who have a very strong female feminine sensibility. So I think it's very hard to generalize. It's all about empathy. You know, empathy and imagination. Can you really imagine yourself into the other place?
Thank you so much, Phila Lloyd, for being with us on Fred Film Radio. Grazie.
Thanks for having me.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.